Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Okay, Vancouver, on today's episode of Sippin' on a 40, we gotta talk about this Tanner Pearson signing, alright? Because here's another deal signed by this management group and ownership that really didn't have to happen. Now, again, we saw the assets this team lost last season. That's fresh. Real fresh. And fast forward to now, with this signing, $3.25 million for Tanner Pearson for the next 3 years, 9.75 combined. It's a bit ludicrous. It's a bit unnecessary. And it has me thinking about what Nick Bondi said yesterday. Why do you have to spend the money? Why? Why can't you keep it? Why can't you save it? Why, Jim Benning? Why? I have never, yes, never, seen a general manager this in love with his damn pen and the checkbook. Especially dealing with the average player. As you can tell by my voice, I'm a little irate. These things don't make much sense, but they do if you're a Canucks fan, because we've been seeing this for quite some time. I'm going to save the rest for the episode, the conversation with Nick Bondi. We're going to try getting Trevor Beggs on too. Enjoy the episode, A Sippin' on a 40.
Man, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight in Vancouver, all my real fans.
You know what, Nick? Just take the floor, okay? I know you've just been waiting for this moment, and I can't believe it actually just happened. We talked about Tanner Pearson possibly getting paid because the money is available. Considering that Jay Beagle may retire, that's not even concrete yet, but here Tanner Pearson is at 11 points in 33 games, being a priority for 3 years and 3.25 per. And I was just doing the math. Him and Vertanen combined next year. Man, oh man, that's over $6 million. This is why.
More than Bo Horvat's making.
This is why I wrote the other day about how this team, this Vancouver Canucks roster, especially being led by Jim Benning, is probably doing the same on the ice next season just based on who they got. And with Pearson coming back, I mean, this team's looking the same. Man, you said it yesterday. They have the money. Why did they got to spend it? They just did. Nick Bondi, how you feeling, man?
Well, Kyle, I'm going to give you the next headline for your next article for Canucks Misconduct. You ready?
Do it.
You ready? Okay, here's the headline. The Canucks had the cap space to sign Tanner Pearson. That's why they shouldn't have. That's your next headline. That's your next headline for your next Canucks Misconduct article. And we talked about it on our last episode, right? Like, there was no need. You don't have to sign Tanner Pearson. Like, there's no... You could have let him walk. And honestly, that probably would have been a better outcome than signing him to a 3-year deal with not much of a discount. And he gets you know what he gets? He gets like a no trade, no move clause. He gets trade protection those first 2 years. And the third year, guess what? It doesn't matter if he has a no trade, no move clause because no one's going to want him in that third year anyway. So it doesn't really matter. Like, none of these contracts can get off. You can't get bad contracts off the books if you keep signing bad contracts, right? And again, like it felt like Jim Benning was negotiating against himself. Like, who was he bidding against? Like, why? Dude, exactly was he trying desperately to re-sign Tanner Pearson? And one more thing, our good friend Tanbeer tweeted this out. Do you know what Francesco Aquilini's most recent liked tweet on his Twitter account was?
I saw that. 66 points in 100 games for Tanner
Pearson. Yeah, like, well, one of Jim Benning's best, you know, trades while he was GM of the Vancouver Canucks. This stinks of Francesco Aquilini saying to Jim Benning, we need to get this guy signed. Let's get it done. Because we've talked about the financial situation of the Vancouver Canucks. It's dollar in, dollar out. If they're committing to, you know, Tanner Pearson for the next 3 years at 3.2 or whatever the final number is going to be, if they're committing to Thatcher Demko for 5 years, you know what that means? That means Francesco Frank the Tank's all over it. He's all in. Begsy, how's it going?
Begsy's in here.
Woo! Begsy,
give us your reaction.
Emergency podcast.
What's going on, guys? What I missed? What's happening?
Yo, you looking good, man. The sun is shining. Yeah, nice, you're looking
amazing. Skin routine with everyone.
Share it, man. What you fucking do to your face, man?
I just went for about a 35 minute dog walk in the sunshine. Ooh. So, you know, it's my pasty white skin is just getting used to the warm weather again.
Begsy, you look like you applied one of those Photoshop filters.
Yeah, no,
to your camera.
Begsy's that.
That's what it looks like right now.
Begsy's that handsome, man. That's just what he does.
That's how good looking Begsy is.
Look at what we're doing here, okay? This guy, right? Trevor Begs is walking his dog, Guinness. Guinness is an older dog, right? He needs those walks. He needs those minutes. And here Trevor is escaping the plan for this walk, coming home early because Jim Benning signed another contract. Yo, Jim Benning is doing anything good for those dogs.
You'll tell me what happened. I actually have no idea. You know, I had some podcasts on. I actually don't know what happened recently.
Tanner Pearson just signed a three-year deal worth $9.75 million.
No, and there's no move, no trade protection the first 2 years.
Yo, okay,
this deal worries me on a number of levels, and I think the money is the obvious one, but the other one is, you know, realistically, if the Canucks and Francesco were going to can Jim Benning,
he's sticking around.
Yeah, which is maddening in itself. So I mean.
Wow.
I think that's like the Pearson deal sucks, but the fact that Benning's getting to stick around and hand up more no move clause and sign a marginal player to you know, higher AAV, higher turn than they should be signed to, it's all just fucking depressing.
Yo, this is sad. This is sad. Look at us, man. The team that we're covering, the team that I said I'm going to support because they're probably coming back on the ice and I'm just going to be a fan till the end because, A, they're fucking recovering from COVID. Look how mad we are at these guys for signing this deal.
This team is beating us down to a pulp. This team is beating us down to a pulp. I don't know how much more I can take, man.
Well, okay. All jokes aside, if we just talk about what they're doing on the ice and off the ice with the team itself, yo, that's how it feels. I mean, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing, bro. This is just the most random shit ever. Jim Benning should be the general manager of the Florida Panthers, the Arizona Coyotes, okay? Let him lead that organization. This city in Vancouver. Come on, you're doing this to us? Bad contract after bad contract after bad contract? And what philosophy are they following here? They continue to do the same things. It's not fucking working, so why are they doing the same things? It's so fucking random. Yo, what does Jim Benning have over Francesco Aquilini? That's what we need to find out.
Yeah, I think the better question is, what does Francesco Aquilini have over Jim Benning? Because he seems to be the guy, you know, calling the shots at this point. And I tweeted this out earlier. This Tanner Pearson deal reminds me a lot of the Sven Berchi deal, yeah. Right? Like, it's an older guy you've signed to, you know, a longer term deal, pretty high AAV. And we all know what's happening with Sven Berchi right now. He's a persona non grata. He's in the AHL. And even with all these, you know, all these injuries, and, you know, it looks like the Vancouver Canucks are going to come back to playing their schedule with, you know, a bunch of AHL players. Sven Berchi is probably still not going to be one of those guys getting called up, and he's, you know, a dead cap it. And that's what it feels like, except, you know, at least with Sven Berchi, you know, you could bury him in the AHL and, like, nothing was going to happen. You could have the option with Tanner Pearson's protections. Like, you're not going to be able to bury him in the AHL even if you want to. He's on the team for the next 3 years.
Begsy, what was the rush to sign a player for term after he had, what, 11 points in 33 games? I just need to know what I'm missing here, because don't get me wrong, Kyle Bowen talking to you, honest person, honest podcast, when this team was losing and I just got bored, I'm tuning out. I'm watching fucking first periods, seeing if they're in it, then I'm catching the end of the game. Was Tanner Pearson playing this well? Was he a necessity? Is this, like, how, I think I saw Buck Boston, whatever his name is on Twitter, he said this, right? He said, why is this happening first before the Hughes and Pettersson extensions? Like, shouldn't you base your budget for other guys around those two deals? You know what I'm saying? Why did this have to happen? It makes little to no sense.
Yeah, and I think the logic behind why this got done now is the trade deadline. I do think that Jim Benning either wanted to sign Pearson or trade him at the deadline. And I think, you know, we all wish that he would have peddled him for something. Now, not that really any Canucks could get traded right now anyways, but there's not a fucking excuse to sign him to a three-year extension. And all I got to say is Tanner Pearson owes Bo Horvat, like, the fattest dinner of all time. Like, I'm trying to look up right now, like, how well has Tanner Pearson actually played without Bo Horvat? Because, man, like, he's... Who is Tanner Pearson without Bo Horvat, really? Like, the bar is so low for top six second-line wingers for the Canucks that they're just willing to say that Tanner Pearson's the answer there, despite his declining production, despite the fact that he's a streaky player, despite the fact that he shouldn't be getting paid $3 million a year when the Canucks are pressed up against the cap. There's so many reasons that this doesn't make sense. I think one of the only partial reasons you could see it make a sense is if Jay Beagle goes on LTIR for all of next season, but even that, it's not really an excuse just to add another Jay Beagle onto the roster.
And Bagsy, this is one of the biggest issues I have with management over the years is, and I mentioned this with Kyle on the last episode of Sippin' on the 40, every time they have cap space, they seem to have to spend it immediately. Like, it burns a hole in their pocket. Like, how many times, you know, during a summer do we see the Canucks spend because they have the cap space seemingly, and then, you know, it all kind of came to a head last offseason when, oh, finally the cap crunch came. Like, I'm just trying to rack my brain with that. Like, there was no real need to sign Tanner Pearson. There really wasn't. And, like, you get this kind of gift that Jay Beagle is apparently going to be on LTIR, and he may not finish his contract, or he might finish his contract on LTIR like Michael Ferland. And instead of using that to, you know, maybe I was just going to say, like, you know, you get this, Jim Benning and management get this gift from the heavens, it seems like, with Jay Beagle going at LTIR, and it sounds like he's going to finish his contract there. And instead of using that gift to take some smart bets on some, you know, some forwards who have, you know, boom or bust type, you know, potential, they decide just to blow the bag immediately on Tanner Pearson for 3 years, $3.25 million. Why not be a bit smarter with that cap space? Like, you don't have to spend cap space.
Yeah,
you don't have to be a capped out team every year.
Yeah.
Cap space by itself is an asset.
And it really does make me think, Bondi, when you lay it out like that. You know, Jim Benning's been doing this for years now. Like, it's been painfully obvious to all of us that Jim Benning just shouldn't be running a hockey team. You know, he just overpays these marginal players. It's happened time and time and time and time again. Doesn't that make you think it really is Francesco Aquilini calling the shots, and he must just be so blind to this, which again is also amazing because he tries to be this big Twitter guy now. You know, he's on Twitter. Does he not see, like, you know, people are fucking pissed off about this hockey team? Yeah. So I don't know, man.
What's the rush, guys?
It's so depressing
rush,
though, right? Because if if it is Francesco calling the shots, what the hell is it got to happen? He's going to have to sell the hockey team for us to win a Stanley Cup? I mean, that's asking a lot. So
yeah, it's a lot of things. And Bondi brought up the point how this team was hampered because of the cap this season. Like, we saw that the greatness of a third-year player like Pettersson and a second-year player, I guess you could say a third-year player in Quinn Hughes too, like, it wasn't going to get the job done. It wasn't going to fucking help propel this team to be a consistent playoff team. And what hampered the team again was that fucking cap. That cap with all this average talent just taking a chunk of it, and Tanner Pearson getting 3.25 being a necessity at this point of the tenure of Jim Benning's time with the Canucks is strange. And the Aquilini point is a big one too. I mean, why are they doing this? What are they watching? What are they watching? And it goes back to the philosophy. What are they? Why do they continue to do the same things if it's not working? It makes absolutely no sense at all. And Bexy, you'll have a better answer than me for this, but don't you think the philosophy on the ice should change too? Like, shouldn't they get faster in their top six? You know what I'm saying? And maybe they have plans for Pearson to, you know, be a bottom six guy, just kind of add more depth there for the long
another haul. Bottom six guy making $3 million a year.
You know
great.
What I'm saying? Maybe
just
that's
what we
the,
needed.
Maybe
just
that's
what we
their
needed.
Mindset. I don't know, but don't you think they got to get faster? Well, what's the point? What's the point? What's the point?
Yeah, they need to get faster. And I think one other thing that I want to air some caution on is I'm seeing this even on Nux Bisconic post in the comments. You know, people talk about the lineup for next year, and people are automatically just penciling Podkolzin and Hoglander into the top six. you know, Podkolzin has not played an NHL game. And, you know, Hoglander, for as great as he's been, is probably ideally a third line forward until he proves otherwise. So, yeah, they need to get faster, but they need to be smart about it. But, I mean, talking about the team that just signed Tanner Pearson for 3 years, $3.25 million.
Tanner Pearson is a necessity on this roster, the same roster that let Tyler Toffoli go after they traded a second-round pick and Tyler Madden for him. It's just, it makes no sense, and it's another fucking point. What am I trying to say? It's another fucking point of evidence that this team, run by Jim Benning and Francesco Accolini, they don't really have a fucking plan. They're just going with the motions. And why do they have to do this now? Are you serious? Are you serious? I'm feeling sympathetic as fuck right now for the Vancouver Canucks, and rightfully so, okay? On the human side of things, things are really scary. Things are grim. Get well soon, Vancouver Canucks. Why are you signing this garbage contract right now? It's being a Vancouver Canucks fan. Is this really new? Like, I saw Randeep Janda tweet out, how can you make this deal in this economy? Yo, you can make this deal in this economy if the team is run by Jim Benning. Anything is possible when Jim Benning has a pen in his hand with a checkbook. He just loves doing this. He must love his players that much. You want some money? Take it. It's ridiculous, and the salary cap will never be an asset when Jim Benning is the GM of a hockey team. Again, he should be running another team. Another team. Not in a hockey market like Vancouver. This is not fair. This is not right. It's not right. Not right at all.
And the unfortunate part is you can't fire the owner. I guess unless Francesco Accolini wants to sell the team, Jim, and move on, which he has no indication of doing. We're stuck with him as fans. Like, he's going to be owning the team for the foreseeable future, and it's disappointing. Yeah, and I just want to say one thing. Like, all these agents, like, they must be licking their chops,
man.
When one of their clients is up for a contract negotiation with Jim Benning.
Yeah.
Like, they must be looking at, okay, this is an easy one, boys. Let's get what do you want? We can probably get it. And I know it's going to be hard to get in trouble. With Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes' next contract. Like, the only way you can get in trouble signing those players out of their entry level deals is signing a contract that takes them pretty much right to unrestricted free agency, right? Like, that's the only way you can get in trouble. And I'm still convinced, and I still, like, a little piece in the back of my mind thinks Jim Benning will do that. He'll sign him, then walk all the way to unrestricted free agency.
Well, yeah, we never know what's going to happen with Jim Benning. It's just, it's a little sad, not going to lie, man. I know there's so many other things to be sad about in the world right now, but the fact of the matter is that this dude and this organization will be looking the same. And look at what's happened in the last 7 years. Not much. Yeah, star power, but not much. And it's looking the same. And it's grim, man. It's grim. Go Canucks, go. But damn, bro, Jim Benning is still the general manager of your Vancouver Canucks next season. And how does one person survive for that long in a market like this that really is passionate about that team on the ice? I don't know. And especially when it's the paper that he's signing constantly every year that's crippled this fucking organization. And I guess they're not watching the same thing that we're watching. I don't know. Maybe they're happy with finishing last place almost every single fucking year. Real talk.
Yeah, when you talk about this is a sad state to be for a Canucks fan. I mean, you know, we all use sports as an escape. Like, sports is supposed to be what helps us kind of get away from the day to day. And when for us, your escape is the Canucks, who just keep fucking shooting themselves in the asshole over and over again. And shooting yourself in the asshole is a hard thing to do. Like, you gotta, like, look, like, you gotta bend behind your back. It's fucking tough. So the Canucks to constantly do that over and over again, it's mind-boggling, man. And going back to, like, what Benning holds over Francesco, I honestly think that Benning must have.
Okay, Trevor, I'm gonna have to cut you out there. All right, this guy was going off. He said a couple things that he probably did mean, but I'm not putting that in the episode. Okay, I say it all the time, honest person, honest podcast. Not this time. Okay, things happen, and things can get edited. Okay, enjoy the rest of the conversation. Oh, man.
Jesus,
okay,
man.
Okay, before we leave, I'm gonna ramp up the meditation music. Okay.
The city needs this right now.
Can you hear this? Can you hear this, guys?
Yeah.
Can you hear this? Okay.
Yeah.
Are we sane right now? Like, look at what we're doing. Okay? We're close to 30. We're men, right? We've been on this earth for years, and here we are complaining about a player who, again, has COVID-19. I shouldn't even be fucking laughing. I shouldn't be laughing. He has COVID.
I'll back up for a second.
We're bashing
this dude. Pearson's not on the list.
Oh, he's not on the list?
No. One of the few players who's, you know, not tested positive with Vancouver Canucks.
Okay. That changes a lot of things. So why couldn't they trade him then? Are you fucking serious, man? Are you serious right now?
There's no good reason. There really isn't.
The music's clearly not helping Kyle
right
now.
Are you serious?
Well, obviously they have some sort of, they really wanted Tanner Pearson back for, you know, I'm sure, I haven't read the official statement the Canucks have put out yet. It'll probably come out soon. But it'll probably say something like, oh, he brings veteran leadership and Stanley Cup experience and stuff like that. That's probably the reason
I'm sure he's a good guy. I'm sure he's a great dude. Great teammate. You know, a lot of young guys coming in.
It's possible to like the player and the human being and hate the contract.
He probably is the first one to the rink. First one to the rink, last one off the ice, right? Collects all the pucks. He's probably a great dude who signed a great deal for himself. But again, as someone who follows the team, this ironically makes a lot of sense. Like, this is just what the Canucks do. They don't look the other way. They just stick with this dumbass. It's not even a plan. I don't even know what the hell this is. It's the no plan plan, yo.
Yeah.
Welcome to your Vancouver Canucks. The no plan plan. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable, yo. This, I'm going for a walk. I'm smoking a joint, yo. I don't even know how this hockey team does it, yo. Again, I'm supposed to
It's a nice day. Anyone listening, it's a nice day. Go enjoy some time outside.
Yeah.
With your bubble. Mm-hmm. And, you know, enjoy the outdoors.
There you go.
Go smoke some weed and kick a trash can, because that's probably how all of us feel right now.
Okay, Canuck fans. Congratulations, Tanner Pearson, for not having COVID and for signing this deal. I mean, you're living. You're living. Unbelievable. 11 points in 33 games, and he was a priority. 11 points in 33 games, and he was a priority. I cannot believe it. When I read that stat, I was like, 11 goals or 11 points? 11 fucking points. Unbelievable. I cannot believe it.
And I just want to, I did some quick number crunching here as you guys were talking, and just looking at Pearson's stats without Horvat since joining the Canucks. His Corsi is around 42% as opposed to 50 with Bo. His goals for percentage is down at 32%. The Canucks are scoring 32% of his goals while Pearson's on the ice. And in terms of his even strength production, he's replacement level. He literally has 7 points in almost 1,000 minutes of hockey without Bo Horvat over 3 years with the Canucks. So, lots of warning signs that Pearson isn't as good of a player as the Canucks are valuing as.
And you know what? Correct me if I'm overreacting here, guys. I'm going to be turning 27 in 15 days.
Happy birthday.
Like 2 weeks from now.
Nice plug.
2 weeks from now. All right. Yeah. And as I'm reaching that age, you know, I'm getting a bit older now.
Yeah. Pick another team. I'm telling you right now, pick another team.
I'm questioning whether the Canucks will ever win the Stanley Cup in my lifetime. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, one thing's for sure. They're not winning a Stanley Cup with Jim Benning. They're not winning a Stanley Cup with Jim Benning.
And probably not Francesco.
Oh, man. This is something else, which is even
more depressing. But hey, I want to be more positive than that. Hopefully, you got Quinn Hughes, Elias Pettersson. Kyle, you and I said, you know, Canucks got to win before 2030 with this core. And it's 2021 and we're already giving up hope. So,
yo, I can't believe, because Jim Benning is staying. And it's, can't believe that's happened, man. It should give anyone hope that's bad at their job. Don't worry. Your boss don't give a fuck, okay? Your boss don't give a fuck if you suck at your job. Okay, that's it. Trevor Bags, Nick Bondi. I'm gonna have to edit this podcast. I don't know if we're gonna allow to. Trevor just chirped the whole time, yo. Nux misconduct will never be allowed at Rogers Arena, okay?
That's all right. Not much different from what it is now. So
oh,
it's all good.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Thanks for your time, boys. Nick Bondi, Trevor Bags. Go walk your dogs. Go live your best life. Go kick a trash can. And, I don't know. Consider picking another team. Not leaving the Canucks, but go look at another league. I did this with the NBA, okay? I'm chasing Larry O'Brien. I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan. Yo, the Canucks, your Canucks are not winning a Stanley Cup anytime soon. I'm sorry. It's not happening. Not led by a team with, well, I guess they got a plan, the no plan plan, but hey, go pick another team, okay? I can't believe I'm saying that. Go Canucks, go. Get well soon. I'm all over the place. I can't believe this, man. Why couldn't they trade this dude? He didn't even have COVID, man. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. My name, Kyle Bowen. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace. Straight up.